Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Starting off this week, thought I'd talk about the 2015 Rock and Roll Marathon and Half Marathon set for Sunday, April 12th. Participants in the Rock and Roll Marathon series in Raleigh will see a flatter course in this year. Among the complaints voiced by runners after the inaugural Rock and Roll Marathon in the City of Oaks was that the course was hillier than expected. The 2015 marathon and half marathon will take place on a revised route that adds segments through North Carolina State University Centennial Campus and Meredith College Campus, as well as around Lake Johnson. The 2015 race will cause less traffic disruption because it will use fewer major streets. For most of the 26.2-mile route, runners will be traveling in only one direction on each street, leaving for other lanes to be open for vehicular traffic. Once again, that's the 2015 Rock and Roll Marathon and Half Marathon in Raleigh, set for Sunday, April 12th. All righty. A lot of changes this week on the schedules. Arts North Carolina State, Ticket Central in Thompson Hall for tickets. You can call 919-515-1100. You can email at ticket-central@ncsu.edu. All events are at Thompson Hall's Titmus Theater, unless otherwise noted. All righty, February 12th through the 15th and 18th through the 22nd, it's the Little Shop of Horrors. Nerdy orphan Seymour is working at Mushnick's Flower Shop when one day, just after the eclipse of the sun, he discovers a strange plant. He buys it and names it Audrey, too, after the love of his life, Audrey. This foul-mouthed R&B singing carnivore promises unending fame and fortune to the down-and-out Seymour as long as he keeps feeding it a very special diet. Tuesday, February 17th, the Swingle Singers, State Ballroom at Tally Student Union. You know their trademark sound from Glee and Sex and the City for half a century, the Swingle Singers have pushed the boundaries of what the human voice can achieve. Tickets $24 to $28. Sunday, February 22nd, again, this is Arts NC State, Music of the British Isles, presented by the NC State Music Department in the Tally Student Center Ballroom. Friday, February 27th, Aquila Theater, The Tempest. Saturday and Sunday, February 28th and March 1st, Aquila Theater, Wuthering Heights. Tuesday, March 3rd, Wind Ensemble, presented by the NC State Music Department. Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st, Regina Carter, violin virtuoso and MacArthur Fellow, i.e. Genius Grant recipient. Regina Carter is considered the foremost jazz violinist of her generation. She has put her indelible stamp on collaborations with artists as diverse as Wynton Marsalis, Lauryn Hill, Cassandra Wilson, Aretha Franklin, Mary J. Blige, and Dolly Parton. Sunday, March 22nd, Faculty Chamber Music Recital, presented by the NC State Music Department. Walnut Creek Amphitheaters released a number of upcoming concerts. Of course, for Walnut Creek, call 919-831-6400. Saturday, May 16th, Brad Paisley, Justin Moore, and Mickey Guyton. Friday, May 22nd, as we mentioned before, Dave Matthews Band. Friday, June 5th, Dierks Bentley, Kip Moore, Maddie and Tay, and Kanan Smith. Wednesday, June 10th, Train, The Fray, and Matt Nathanson. Friday, July 10th, Tim McGraw, Billy Currington, and Chase Bryant. Friday, July 17th, Toby Keith and Eli Young Band. Saturday, July 18th, Fallout Boy, Wiz Khalifa, and Hootie Allen. Sunday, July 26th, Rascal Flatts, Scotty McCreary, and Ray Lynn. Saturday, August 8th, Lady Antebellum, Hunter Hayes, and Sam Hunt. Thursday, August 13th, Florida Georgia Line, Thomas Rhett, and Frankie Ballard. And the list goes on and on. Red Hat Amphitheater, South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Information 919-996-8800. Friday, April 3rd, it's Alt-J. Sunday, April 12th, Rock and Roll Marathon featuring Smash Mouth. This is a free event. Once again, these are Red Hat Amphitheater events. Wednesday, July 22nd, it's Idina Menzel, of course, of Let It Go fame. And Friday, August 7th, the Piano Guys. Carrie's Coca Booth Amphitheater, Regency Parkway, 919-462-2025. The box office number, 919-462-2052. The rundown so far for Coca Booth. Saturday, March 28th, the Beer and Bacon Fest. What's wrong with that? Saturday, April 18th, Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Saturday, May 9th, Opera in the Pines, presented by the North Carolina Opera. Thursday, June 18th, Weird Al Yankovic with his mandatory tour at 7 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st, it's the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. At PNC Arena, tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Coming up very shortly, February 4th through the 8th, Ringling Brothers in Barnum & Bailey Circus. Friday and Saturday, February 13 and 14, Monster Jam. Wednesday, February 18th, Charlie Wilson with the Forever Charlie Tour. Sunday, March 1st, it's the hilarious Harlem Globetrotters. Friday, March 13th, Winter Jam 2015. Friday, March 27th, Cat Williams. Tuesday, April 21st, The Who with special guest Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Thursday, April 23rd, Eric Church with his Outsiders World Tour. Thursday, May 28th, Kenny Chesney. Still no word yet on when tickets will go on sale or the price. Here's a new one at PNC Arena, June 5 through 7. Make a New Friend, Sesame Street Live. Always fun show for the kids. Tuesday, June 9th, Taylor Swift. And Friday, August 28th, Motley Crue's A Final Tour. Okay, at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, you can give them a call at 919-996-8700. February 5th through the 22nd, it's Balanchine Program featuring four temperaments, the Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. February 6th and 7th, Beethoven and Mozart, of course, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. February 10th through the 15th, it's Billy Elliot, presented by the North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. February 11th through the 20th, The Wolf, presented by Theater Raleigh at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tickets are $10 to $32.14. February 13 and 14, Casablanca, North Carolina Symphony Pops, Maymandy Concert Hall. This romantic film classic tells the dramatic story of a man torn between love and honor, and features iconic performances by Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman. Presented on the big screen with Max Steiner's Oscar-nominated score played live, Here's looking at you, kid. Tickets are $30 to $75. Friday, February 13th, it's the Brian Sutton Band. Tickets $22 to $29. That show is at 8 p.m. Sunday, February 15th, Adam Devine at May Mandy Concert Hall. February 20th through the 21st, Russian Spectacular, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at May Mandy Concert Hall. Tickets $18 to $65. Shows 8 p.m. both nights. Wednesday, February 25th, Lang Lang, North Carolina Symphony Special at May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, February 27th, Beethoven's 7th, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites at May Mandy Concert Hall. Tickets are $28. The performance is at 12 p.m. Friday, February 27th, Pokey LaFarge. February 27th through March 1st, Verdi's La Traviata, North Carolina Opera at Memorial Auditorium. And Saturday, February 28th, the Lori Berkner Band, presented by Broadway Series South at May Mandy Concert Hall. And because they've now updated the list of audio-described performances, I thought I'd go over that list. Audio description, of course, is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The patron using this service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place, providing a more robust experience to the listener. Please check the website of the performance facility or call to confirm available services. Here's the updated list of audio-described performances on stage. Tuesday, February 10th, it's Dirty Blonde at Triad Stage at 7:30 p.m., weaving together historical story of Mae West with the tale of two present-day fans. Dirty Blonde is a journey from vaudeville to Hollywood with all the romance, sexual innuendo, fabulous costumes, and music from her classic films. Call about tickets at 336-272-0160 or 866-579-8499. The Triad Stage is on South Elm Street in Greensboro. Audio described performance coming up Saturday, February 14th, Billy Elliot, produced by North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. That's a 2 p.m. performance. Call 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Now, this is not recommended for children under the age of 10. Coming up Friday, February 20th, Motown the Musical at Deepak. That's an 8 p.m. show. Deepak Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. The Deepak Ticket Center in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. Sunday, February 26th, or rather, boy, talk about a missing the boat here. Sunday, February 22nd, Much Ado About Nothing, Raleigh Little Theater at 3 p.m. Call 919-821-3111. Sunday, February 22nd again, Best of Love Bits and Bites, Carry Players, Carry Arts Center at 3 p.m. Call 919-469-4069. All tickets, $25. Sunday, February 22nd, once again, the Four Temperaments, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 p.m. And this, of course, George Balanchine's choreographic genius on display. Sunday, March 1st, The Secret Garden, Carry Youth Applause, Carry Arts Center at 2 p.m. Tuesday, March 3rd, An Enemy of the People, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill's Paul Green Theater at 7:30 p.m. The box office, 919-962-7529. Tickets start at $15. Once again, these are all audio-described performances. Friday, March 13th, Kinky Boots at Deepak at 8 p.m. Saturday, March 14th, Peter and the Star Catcher, Broadway Series South, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, 2 p.m. performance, hailed by the New York Times as the most exhilarating storytelling on Broadway in decades. This musical play takes a hilarious romp through the Neverland you never knew. The winner of 5 Tonys, this swashbuckling prequel to Peter Pan, will have you hooked from the moment you let your imagination take flight. Sunday, March 15th, having some trouble with the dates this week. Sunday, March 15th. The Velveteen Rabbit, Raleigh Little Theater at 5 p.m. Tickets for adults and teens, $14. Kids 12 and under, $10. Call the Raleigh Little Theater box office at 919-821-3111. Sunday, March 22nd, Master Composers, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 p.m. Tuesday, April 7th. 4,000 Miles, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill's Paul Green Theater at 7:30 p.m. An elderly grandmother with a fading memory opens her door and her life to her wayward grandson. As an overnight couch surf turns into an extended stay, 4,000 Miles unearths surprising commonality across generations in this emotionally compelling and humor-filled drama. The box office is 919-962-7529, and the tickets start at $15. And then we have audio-described performance on Friday, April 10th, of Jersey Boys at DPAC at 8 p.m. Switching over to the Durham Performing Arts Center, otherwise known as DPAC, tickets available at dpacnc.com. You can call the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Visit the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham or contact Ticketmaster. Okay, here's the lineup. Friday, February 6th, it's Diana Ross. Wednesday, February 11th, Tony Bennett. Thursday, February 12th, Dancing Pros Live. Saturday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, it's Erica Badu. February 17th through the 22nd, Motown the Musical. Now, I was told that this was sold out, but there may be a few seats here and there. Tuesday, March 3rd, Government Mule. Wednesday, March 4th, Michael Bolton. Sunday, March 8th, 3rd Annual Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Benefit event featuring 30 Durham restaurants and 50 breweries from 4 to 8 p.m. All ticket holders, as you might expect, must be 21 years of age. That should be a given. And must bring valid photo ID. Event reserves the right to refuse service to anyone at any time, especially toward the end of the evening. March 10th through the 15th at DPAC, Kinky Boots. Thursday, March 19th, Sarah McLachlan. Sarah is one of the most celebrated singer-songwriters in entertainment, with over 40 million albums sold worldwide. She founded the Lilith Fair Tour, showcasing female musicians, which raised over $7 million for local and national charities. Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st, DPAC, Disney Live, Mickey's a Magic Show. Sunday, March 22nd, Get the Lead Out, the American Led Zeppelin Experience. Tuesday, March 24th, it's the Australian Bee Gees Show. Thursday, March 26th, Josh Turner. He was just added to the schedule there. Again, that's Josh Turner on Thursday, March 26th at DPAC. March 27th through the 29th, Stomp. Stomp is explosive, provocative, sophisticated, sexy, utterly unique, and appeals to audiences of all ages. The international percussion sensation has garnered an armful of awards and rave reviews. The 8-member troupe uses everything but conventional percussion instruments, such as matchboxes, wooden poles, brooms, garbage cans, Zippo lighters, and hubcaps to fill the stage with magnificent rhythms. Other upcoming shows, March 31st, John Mellencamp, April 3rd, Celtic Woman, April 7th through the 12th, Jersey Boys, April 15th, Indigo Girls with the North Carolina Symphony, April 18th, An Evening with David Sedaris, April 29th and 30th, Rain, which is a tribute to the Beatles, May 2nd and 3rd, Carolina Ballet's Swan Lake, and May 6th, Two Cellos. All right, we're going to go to Carolina Theater, West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone numbers 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Okay, at Carolina Theater, Wednesday, February 4th, Ingrid Michaelson. Tickets start at $29.50. The performance is at 7:30. Friday, February 6th, John Waters, This Filthy World. Tickets start at $34. The show's at 8. Saturday, February 7th, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. Tuesday, February 10th, Heroes of the Underground Railroad. Wednesday, February 11th, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Thursday, February 12th, Chef Robert Irvine Live. The Shelby Lynn concert that was originally scheduled for Friday, February 14th, was postponed due to a scheduling conflict. If you have a ticket, it will be honored when the show is rescheduled. Also coming up at Carolina Theater, Friday, February 13th, Casey Musgrave. Tickets start at $35. Saturday, February 14th, Maria Bamford. Sunday, February 15th, the Chamber Music Orchestra of the Triangle. Tickets are $25. Performance starts at 3 p.m. Tuesday, February 17th, Gordon Lightfoot. His 50 years on the Carefree Highway Tour. After 50 active years of hit song making and international album sales well into the multi-millions, it's safe to say that esteemed singer-songwriter and musician Gordon Lightfoot resides with some very exclusive company atop the list of all-time greats. His song catalog is incredibly vast and includes such immortals as Early Morning Rain, If You Could Read My Mind, Carefree Highway, Sundown, That's What You Get for Loving Me, and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and many, many more. Tickets start at $37. The show is at 8. That's at Carolina Theater. Events coming up on West Morgan Street in Durham. Okay, switching to the North Carolina Museum of Art, upcoming concerts. Sunday, February 8th, Greg Gelb Jazz Quartet, Masters of the Small Form. Sunday, March 15th, Fire Pink Trio, The Goddess in Every Woman. And Sunday, May 3rd, Finland and Magnoni present Carolina Portrait, Songs and Piano Works by Kenneth Frizzell. Duke Performances, the phone number there, 919-660-3356, and the box office, 919-684-4444. Okay, Saturday, February 7th, Ciampi Concert Number 3, featuring Nicholas Kitchen on viola and Yi-Sun Kim on cello. And this is at Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets $25, $10 for all students. Friday, February 13th, Kurt Elling, Passion World at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, February 14th, Jerusalem Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets $42 and $36, $15 for ages 30 and under, and then $10 for Duke students. Saturday, February 21st, Style Antico at Duke Chapel. Friday, February 27th, Anthony Braxton, Diamond Curtain Wall Quintet at Baldwin Auditorium. Tuesday, March 3rd, Y Music. Duke PhD Composer Concert at Motorco Music Hall. Friday, March 6th, Vladimir Feltzman Piano at Baldwin Auditorium. Virtuoso pianist Vladimir Feltzman was banned from performing in his native Russia for 8 years after he tried defecting in 1979. But he has made up for this long period of silence since immigrating to the United States 3 decades ago. Tickets $38 and $32. Again, $15 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students. Saturday, March 7th, it is J.D. Souther and Kerry Rodriguez at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, March 20th, Jenny Scheinman and H. Lee Waters. Kannapolis, a moving portrait at Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday, March 21st, it's Elias String Quartet with Benjamin Huckman on piano at Baldwin Auditorium. Elias formed at Manchester's Royal Northern College of Music and nurtured in Cologne, Germany. The Elias String Quartet has attracted notice for playing with a beautiful sound, burnished yet translucent, says the Sunday Times. Joining the Elias is pianist Benjamin Huckman, whose playing has been called lucid, with patrician authority and touches of elegant wit, Vancouver Sun. Tickets $38 and $32 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students. Coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh, February 5, 6, and 7, it's Sean Patton. February 12, 13, and 14, it is Justin Willman. Justin Willman is an American magician, actor, comedian, and TV personality. The Guardian dubbed him as some kind of variety Voltron with a comic flair that marks him out as the leader of the pack. He's a regular guest on The Tonight Show, Ellen, and Chelsea Lately. February 19, 20, and 21... we've got Gary Goldman, February 26, 27, and 28. It is David Koechner. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any comments or questions, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.